Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Hey. We will begin on the last word of Dav Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, Mai. The pasuk says, Ania Anosis. Says, Ma'osa Yimiyah Bechakalia, Umasnabalei. Yimiyah is going to say, Nevua Abad Nachanetzer. Ania is from the word, it means to answer. And he came from the ear Anosis. The Ksiv, Divri Yirmiyah b'Chilkiyo min ha-Kahanim asher b'Nosus b'Eretz b'Nyamin. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk before said, Hakshiv Elisha, and the Pasuk said that it refers to Nebuchadnezzar. Ask the Gemara, me dummy, Hasam, the Pasuk says when it speaks about Nebuchadnezzar, Ari. Hachop, it says Laish. So what was he, an Ari or a Laish? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, there's six different names by which a lion is called. Elaine, Ari, Lovi, Laish, Shachel, Vishachatz. So therefore, Ari and Elaish suggest the Gemara are really all one and the same. And the question, of course, is why is it so important for us to know that an Ari and Elaish are the same? So the Mashah says, Lamekech u'memkar. It's regarding a business situation. If somebody sells an Ari, or somebody says he's selling a Laish, we need to know what was meant with that sale. So, of course, the question is, what does that have to do with what we're learning, and what does that have to do with Mekech u'Memkar? So, the Rambam, in Perek Yud-Beis, or Hilchos Ritzei, Halach Yud-Beis, in Yigimel says, Osalim Kalav D'Kachavim, one main Esel Tarad D'Kachavim, Kol Kli Mechama, any weapon that are used in Mechama. V'loi Reuben v'Rayis, nor bears and lions. V'loi kol dovah sheyesh lo nezek l'rabim, not anything that could cause damage. Shem shasalim kol avit k'chavim, just like one may not sell it to a akum. Kach osalim kol Yisrael shemaych lo avit k'chavim, you may not sell this to a Yisrael who's going to sell it on. So if now we see that Ari and Elayish are both lions, the halacha is that one may not sell that because it represents something which is of course very dangerous. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if the pasuk that says Tzali Koylech Bas Galim is not included in the places that's in Cherev past, Batsalhu. So ask the Gemara, there aren't enough places that we said that he went through 10 places. Answers the Gemara, Avru Mavratati Ninu, these are two different cities, and that's how we get to the number. That's how we get to the number 10. Says the Gemara, "My oid hayoyim benoyv lamoid." The pasuk says, "Oid yoyim benoyv lamoid." What does it mean? Amar Rav Huna, "Oysayon shaba," the day that Sancheriv came to Yerushalayim, "Nishtayim avonah shaloyv." That was a day that Klai Yisrael was being punished for the city of Noiv Ir Kahanim. The pasuk in Shmuel tells us. Then when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, he came to Noiv. Noiv was a city where Kohanim lived. Achimelech was the Kohen in that city. And Achimelech gave David food and drink and where to stay. Shaul, who at that time was pursuing David HaMelech, it was reported to him by Doeg HaAdoimi that Achimelech did. And Shaul wiped out the entire city. Amalek died, and therefore David HaMelech was held responsible for what he did. So I saw that Aruch Lener asks, we understand that David HaMelech was held responsible for what he did. We'll discuss this more in a moment. But why were all of Klai Yisrael, what we're learning here is that all of Klai Yisrael were punished. Why were all of Klai Yisrael punished for what happened then? And he says, because Klai Yisrael should have said something to Shaul, they should not have let Shaul do this to David, to the Noiv Ir Kahanim. And because he did this to Noiv Ir Kahanim, that's why all of Klai Yisrael were punished. Another pshat that I saw that the Ben Yoyada suggests is that at this point, Klai Yisrael needed miracles. Klai Yisrael needed miracles, and they didn't have the schusim to have miracles because of what happened in that story with Noiv Ir Kahanim. And because they weren't zoicha to have those miracles, because they weren't zoicha for the miracles, what happened was just the opposite. And Amalei Kadei, the stargazers told Sancheriv, if you go today and you do battle Yerushalayim, Yechaltalei, you will be able to prevail. If you lie, but if not, lo Yechaltalei, you won't prevail. So says the Gemara, Urcha deba'el ha-sugyui b'sor yomi, a trip that should take 10 days. Tana sagu b'chad yomi. He traveled in one day. He matal Yerushalayim. When he gets to Yerushalayim, sholachlei b'strikki, he took pillows and he climbed up at the Salt Yosem Elu Shuri until he came to the top of the wall around Yerushalayim, at the Chazal Kul Yerushalayim, until he saw the entire Yerushalayim. So, as we look at the story, the Klai Yisrael was in terrible trouble because of what happened. The Midrash says that night was actually the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach, we know, is the Leil Shmurim. And it was the night that, because it's the Leil Shmurim, Klal Yisrael had a Yeshua, even though they were maybe deserving of a punishment. And the question, of course, is, we learn from here, and the Marivayel and the Be'er Sheva make this very strong point, that even though David HaMelech was running from Shaul, but he is held accountable because he was the reason that, because of David HaMelech, the city of Noiv was destroyed. And if somebody is the cause that somebody else should be punished, that person deserves punishment, which is the most interesting concept. If somebody caused somebody else to be punished. The Tzemach Tzedek, the Shalosh Tshuvos Tzemach Tzedek, the first Shalosh Tshuvos Tzemach Tzedek, takes a little issue with this. And he says, we can't bring a raya from that story to what we just said. Because the story with David HaMelech is David HaMelech should have disclosed to Ahimelech what was happening here, and that how Shaul was pursuing, and the repercussions of him being caught by Shaul, what they may be. David HaMelech didn't say it, but if somebody just cause somebody else to have to suffer, maybe it's different. The Noyd Behuda wants to differentiate where if somebody asks somebody to do something on their behalf, and while that person is doing it on their behalf, he suffers, then the person should be held accountable, versus if the person who ended up getting hurt was getting paid. So the person who was getting paid, that's a job that he wanted to have. He wanted to be able to collect payment for what he was doing. Under those circumstances, the Noi de Behuda says, maybe the person who sent them is not held responsible. But both the Tzemach Tzedek and the Noi de Behuda, as much as they set forth reasoning why it should not be the same, don't paskin that way. And they say we have to pay attention to what the Marivayel says. I saw that the Satmar Rebbe and the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yoel, Ore Chaim Siman Zayin, brings a point to this. He brings a proof to this concept. He says, we know that Halacha is Rachmana Litzlan. If somebody in a shul drops a Sefer Torah, it's not just the person who dropped the Sefer Torah that has to fast and has to do tshuva, but all the members of the people who are standing there have to do tshuva and fast. So we see that it must be that if the Baal Tefila or whoever drop the Sefer Torah, everybody's responsible for everyone else. So that opens up a question that I saw that the Cheshuke Chemed discusses. If that is the case, as we're saying now, what's going to be the halacha if somebody's in danger? Is he allowed to run away, even though by running away, he may cause harm to those that remain behind? So he says that the Pischei Tshuva in Yerudei Siman Reish Nun Beis quotes the Chavos Yor, that the halacha is that somebody could run away, even though it may cause danger to everyone else. And there's a raya to this from the famous episode of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who ran away, even though he knew, as the Gemara Masechta, the Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, even though by him running away, his own family was somewhat put into danger because they came to his family to try to get them to tell them where Rav Shimon Yochai was hiding. I did see that the Paiskim that want to differentiate where the person who's running away is in mortal danger. And since he's in mortal danger, that's when he's allowed to run away to save his own life. But if it's a situation where the person is not in mortal danger, maybe he should leave himself prepared to suffer versus running away and putting the other people that he left behind into danger. Says the Gemara, Kichazi, when Sanherib sees that city, Yerushalayim, Ezuta Be'enei, it looked to him as very small. Amal Hadoi, he carted Yerushalayim, is this the city of Yerushalayim, the Agishas Komishasoi, I brought my entire army here, the Lord Kavishta Komadinosa, and I, on my travel to here, I captured so many countries. It's smaller and weaker than all the other countries that I captured previously. All over Kamad Bereshe. And he looked at it disparagingly, with his face. And then he made a disparaging movement with his hand. Regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Regarding the Azara. Amrei. So the people, his army said, Nishba Yada Idna, let's go do battle with Yerushalayim right now. Amar Tamisu, that's not usual, that the day we arrive, we should immediately do battle. Lamachar, tomorrow, he said, Aisli kochad v'chad menaychu gluma cher menay, every one of you will take a stone off the wall surrounding Yerushalayim. Umiyad, and what happened that night? V'hi balay lahu, that very night, they wiped out 185 soldiers. And they woke up in the morning, they were all exterminated. And says Rav Papa, from here we learn a very important lesson. If you delay something, you'll lose the opportunity. And the pasuk says, "V'yishbi b'noiv asher b'yoldei harfa." Mishkal Kena Shloish Meishak Mishkal Nchoshes Uchager Chadasha V'yom LaHakas Estavid. Says the Mar Mai V'Yishbi Benoiv. What is meant with these words V'Yishbi Benoiv? Says the Mar Amar Rav Yudah Marav Ish Shaba Aliske Noiv. The pasuk is speaking about somebody who came about what happened to Noiv Ir Kahanim. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu David. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech. As we just learned, this sin of Noiv Ir Kahanim being wiped out is something that happened because of you. Because of what you did, the entire city of Noiv Ir Kahanim was wiped out. As we said before, that Doig Hadoimi was the one that reported to Shaul what happened, and ultimately Doig Hadoimi was eliminated. Through you, Shaul and his three sons died in war. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to get punished. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity to choose. Do you prefer that your children should be wiped out? Just like the people of Noiv Ir Kahanim were wiped out, your children should be wiped out. Or you want to be given over to the enemy? Because just like you weren't ready to be given over to Shaul, you should be given over to an enemy. I prefer that I should be given over to the enemy, and my children should not be exterminated. One day, David HaMelech went out to hunt for animals. And the Satan disguised himself as a deer, possibly Gira, and he shot arrows at him, Vlemache, and he couldn't get him. Mashche, and the deer, which is really the Satan, started running. Ad Amte Eretz Plishtim, until David HaMelech ended up in Eretz Plishtim. Kedechazi Yishvi B'Noiv, when the people of said saw him, Omahayne Dehay, the Ketel of Galas Achi, Yishvi B'Noiv was an individual who lived there, and he said that this is the person that killed, that destroyed, that killed my brother Goliath. Kafsei kamei, he kafsei, he tied up David HaMelech, kamtei ois v'shadya tusebei badja. And he went and he put him under the beam with which they squeezed the olives. And then he wanted to sit on that beam to make sure that David HaMelech was crushed. It's Avalei Nisa, David HaMelech, a nice happened for David HaMelech, Machalei Aram Metusei, the earth below became very soft, V'ayinad Iksiv, and that's what the Pasuk says, Tarkav Tzadei Tachtoi, V'leimadu Kersilei. So, David HaMelech had said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's prepared to fall into the hands of his enemy, but his children survive. So why does he? Why did this nace happen to him? This was what he had agreed to. So the Ben Yoyada explains that even though David HaMelech had accepted upon himself Misa, David HaMelech, this Misa is very similar to what we've been discussing in our Masechta. It's considered chenek. And David HaMelech never did an Aveira for which he was supposed to get chenek. So he was not going to be dead, not going to be killed through chenek. The people should say he must have done an Aveira that which he's chayiv chenek for. V'anik siv, tarchiv tzadei tachtei v'lei mada karsulai. Ha'u yoyma, says the Gemara, this day was a panya d'mal Shabbos ahava. It was Erev Shabbos, and Avisha ben Tzruya, who was David HaMelech's nephew, and also from his warriors, Havakachayv Rashi ba'arba gab d'maya. He was washing his hair with four saw water. And from here, says the Mordechai, we see that the halacha is that one is supposed to wash himself on Erev Shabbos. Chazina, and then he sees Kismei Dami. He sees blood stains, and he says this must represent something. Ikadamri, but some say also Yarnif Itrakame, a pigeon started shaking in front of him. Amra, and he says Knesset Yisrael Yarnif Imsala. We know that Knesset Yisrael is compared to a yoinah, and there are many reasons why. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that my yoinah, just like this pigeon, Knofer Maginus La, its wings protected. Af Yisrael, so too Klai Yisrael, Mitzvahs Maginus Aleim, the mitzvahs protect them. The Medrash says that all other birds, when they need to rest, they stop and they rest. A yoinah never stops. It stops using one wing, but uses the other wing. Klal Yisrael never stops. Another pshat that the Medrash says that the yoinah does whatever its owner tells him, whereas the other animals don't do what that. Another pshat that the Ritva says that a yoinah, if there's another bird that comes to attack it, it fights it off with one wing. So too, the wings, Klai Yisrael has the wings of mitzvahs that protect it. Says the Bar Omer Knesset Yisrael Yoinah Imsala. Shnema Kanfei Yoinah Nechba Kesef. Shmamina. So what Avishai realized, that what must be going on here is David Malkal Yisrael B'tzara Shari. David, who's the Melech of Klai Yisrael, is suffering. Osla Beisai, so he came to David HaMelech's home, V'layashkechei, and he didn't find the king there. Amar, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Ein Reich Van Al Susai, Van Yosh Van Al Kisai, we're not allowed to sit on the horse of the king, we're not allowed to sit on his throne, Van Mishtamshim Shabita, we're not allowed to use his stick. But now the question is, B'shas Tzikon Amai, Osla Shol Bei Medrasha, he went and asked the Shail in the Beis Medrash, Amalei, B'shas Tzikon Shaper Domei. At the time that if it's a Shas Sakana, that all these rules fall away. And what happened was, Rachvei Leparadei, who rode on David HaMelech's mule, the Kamba Ozo, and it all of a sudden took him, the Kofzle Ara, and he was able to reach David HaMelech in record time. So Ramosh and Igris Moshe, Chosh Mishpat Chelik Bey, Simon Ayin Tes, says, what's the question? We know that for Sakonis Nefashis, we're allowed to do whatever has to be done. So why did he have a question? So Moshe goes into an interesting discussion. He says that when we're allowed to do what we have to do for Sakonis Nefashis, what does that mean? Is it Hutra or Dechuya? Hutra means it's completely mutter. There's nothing that stands in the way of Sakonis Nefashis. Dechuya means that we are allowed to do what we have to do, but what we have to do, we're only allowed to do reluctantly, and if we don't have to do it, we shouldn't do it. So his question was, I'm not quite certain that I could do anything to save David HaMelech. But if the halach is hutra, then I do whatever I have to do to save him. But if it's not a situation of hutra, then maybe I shouldn't do it. And they told him, no, when it comes to Sakonis Nefashis hutra, whatever you have to do, you have to do. So now the question is, he wanted to get there, but why did he have to ride on the king's mule? He could have ridden on a different mule. So I saw that Daruch HaNer explains that the Yerushalmi says that you're not allowed to ride on a mule because a mule is a product of klayim, sus v'chamor, of a donkey and a horse. So how did David HaMelech have a mule that he rode on? The answer is that David HaMelech's mule was not a mule that was produced by a donkey and a horse. And therefore, he specifically wanted to ride with this donkey that didn't involve any iser to get there. The mule obviously had a feeling towards David HaMelech, and that's why the mule was the way David HaMelech's mule would now be the place that he would lead him to David HaMelech. So says the Gemara. He got there immediately. Bade the Kamazgi, as Avisha is going there, he saw Arpa was the mother of Yishbi, Davis Navla, and she was sewing. Chazisi, when Arpa saw him, Paskele Pilcha, she took out her needle, Shadrusa Eleve, to throw at him. Savala Mikdali, she wanted to kill him. Amalei Alam, and she said to Avisha, you young man, I sleep Pilach, bring me back my needle, Paske Barash Meicha, and he took it, the Katla, and he killed her with it. Says the Gemara, when he keeps on going, and he sees Kachazi Yishbi Benoiv, when he sees Yishbi Benoiv, Amma Hashtab, have a betrain. I will have two against me, the Katla me, and they will kill me. Paske David La'ela, That's what Yishbi Benoi was concerned, that David HaMelech and Avishai will be able to overpower him. So what he did was, Paskele David Le'ela, he threw David up, the Dats Le'ela Rumchei, and he picked up his spear. And he thought to himself, Napel of a Nikdal, David HaMelech will fall on the spear, and that's how he'll be impaled and killed. Om Avishai Hashem. So Avishai said Hashem and Farish, and Okm Le David, by saying that shame ha mefirish, what happened was, Oikme David beit Shemayim la'ora. David HaMelech was suspended in the air. Says the Gemara v'neim le'ihu. Says the Gemara, why did he need Avishai to do it? David HaMelech also certainly knew whatever shame he knew to save himself. Says the Gemara, because there's a rule. Ein chavish atzmai. A person who's in prison can't get himself out. Rashi explains because that at that time he doesn't have the kavana, he doesn't have the concentration to say the shema mefirish. Another pshat that I saw is that when David HaMelech or anybody is in such a situation, the midas hadin is working against him, and since the midas hadin at that point is working against them, therefore even other people maybe under those circumstances could prevail, not under these circumstances. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so at that point, he said to him, Ma bois hacha, what, Avishai said to David, what are you doing here? And David HaMelech repeated to Avishai the conversation that he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ocha hadvilei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the choice that we learned. David HaMelech said, this is what I chose. Amalei apach tzlusech. He says, change your choice. Bar Baruch Kira Lisbon, v'atloy tetzdar. He says, people say, your grandson should be very poor, that he should have to sell wax. That's better, that you shouldn't, and you shouldn't have to suffer. We don't have to always be worried about what will happen. Amalei, Yehochi Sai Bahadon. He said, if that's the case, daven with me. Avishai, together with David HaMelech, were mespalo. Omar Avishai. So Avishai said another shame. V'achsei, and he had David HaMelech transported to a distant place. V'avakarod basrayu, and Yishvi, was trying to pursue David HaMelech. Kimata l'kubi, when he came to place Kubi, which is on the border of Eretz Yisrael and Plishtim, Amri Kumbe, let's stand and try to fight him. And that's why it's called Kumbe, because it means Kumbe, let's get up and fight him. Kimata Betre, when they came to a place called Betre, Amr Betre, Gurin Katlula Arya, can two small lions kill a big lion? Even though we're strong, do we have the ability to be stronger than him? So what they wanted to do was, they wanted to break Yishbi. So they said, your mother is dead. As soon as they said that to him, that stopped him, that weakened him. His strength got weakened, the katli, and they killed him. And that's what the pasuk says, Oz nishbu anshi David Lloyd Lema, Lesetzi Oidi Tanul Machama, Lesachabis Ne Yisrael. We don't want you going anywhere. You're too vulnerable. And if you go, who knows what could happen. Just please stay home. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Because we just learned, says the Gemara, about these three people, about Avishai, the Kofzal Aretz, says there were three people that we find in our history that this happened to them. The Kofzal Aretz, that they were able to travel a long distance very quickly. Says the Gemara, Avishai Eliezer Aved Avram, Yaakov Avinu, Avishai Ben Tzruya. And the Gemara explains, Avishai Ben Tzruya is the story that we just learned. Eliezer Avram, who was sent by Avram Avinu to find a wife for Yitzchak, the Ksiv, he says, V'yova ha'yoyim al-ayin, that he came that very day that he left. Says the Gemara de Lememra, it comes to teach us that hu yoyim nafik, that the same day that he left, that was the day that he came. Because the pasuk, and the reason we know this, so I saw that the Sefer Chanukah Satorah says that that Shtar Matana Herolahem, that Avram Avinu had written a document that everything that belonged to him he was giving to Yitzchak. And it was obviously dated. And it was dated the same day that he ended up being there. So that's how they saw Kofz Laretz. I saw that the Rabbi Yonason Eipshitz in the Sefer Avos Yonason says, why was it so necessary for this nes? Because that night was the night that Besuel died. And we learn often in Shas that only a father has the ability to marry off a daughter who is a ketana. If Besuel was dead, then the marriage that Rivka and Yitzchak had would not have been a Kedusha d'Oraisa, it would have been only Kedusha d'Rabbanan. And because that wasn't what Eliezer wanted, that wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that's why Kofz Lo Ha'aretz. Yaakov Avinu, the Ksiv, the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, v'yetz Yaakov v'yashava, v'yelech harona, the Ksiv, v'yifka b'mokav v'yolosham, kiva ha'shemesh. How do we understand? That place was Beisel, and what happened here? Says the Mar Kimata L'charen, when he got to Charen, Amma Ef Shavati al Makom Shespala Avaisai, did I pass the place that my Avram Yitzchak were Mespalal there? and I didn't daven there. Boilam Heder, he wanted to go back to Beisel. Kivin the Harab Datilam Heder, as soon as he decided that that's what he wants to do, Kufzle Arut, he got there quickly, V'yad V'yifkav Amokim, and immediately he had the ability, V'yifkav Amokim, he had the ability to daven at that place where he was. Dav Acher, Ein Begiyah El Tefillah, the Begiyah means Tefillah, Shnemar, as the Apostle says, V'atat El Tzbal Ba'ara Mezev El Tis Ba'adam, Rina the Tefillah, El Tifkabi, it all represents the Tefillah that he wanted. And from here we see that if somebody is really set, obviously it has to be somebody like Yaakov Avinu, but if they're really set on accomplishing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Siyata D'Shmaya that you will be able to accomplish in your Avodas Hashem. The Pasuk says, V'yolon Shem Kivah Hashemesh. Basit slowly Balam Heder. After Yaakov Avinu finished davening, he wanted to go back on his road. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zabal V'Esel M'loinai. This tzaddik comes to my resting place, and you fought the Belaylina, and I shall let him go without staying over. Miyad Kibar Shemesh. Immediately, the sun come down. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Riyad Ramah explains, that the words Kibar Shemesh in this pasuk are superfluous. Why did they say it? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made night that Yaakov Avinu should stay there. V'anaksiv, V'yizrach L'Hashemesh. The pasuk says, regarding Yaakov Avinu v'yizrach l'Hashemesh. And the question is, v'chiloi levad zarcha, when the sun comes up, does it come up for one individual? V'lo l'chal o'ilam kula zarcha, it comes up for everyone equally. Elam Rav Yitzchak, shemesh sheba b'avera, ba b'avura, the sun that went down for him at this time early, that's why HaKadosh Baruch, that sun, zarcha b'avura, came up early when he was hit on the thigh, that he should have a refuah shleima. I saw that the Rosh Chodesh from Bell says, the ain't begiyah el tefillah. What are we trying to learn from here? He says that Avram Avinu was the first one that taught us how to daven. And Avram Avinu, the pasuk says, v'yashkim Avram b'boiker el amokim ha'shamet sham. Yaakov Avinu, as the Gemara says, was the individual who was kovei amokim ha'tefilasoi. He had a specific place where he davened. By Yaakov Avinu, he says that the Yifka B'makim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us such a tremendous chesed, that not only do we have to go to shul and have a makim kavua and a zman kavua for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our tefillas, but rather wherever and when we ever, Pegiyah, we just meet. Whenever and wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to those tefillas. So ask the Gemara, so now the Dovin HaMelech, as we said, changed his mind and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let my children suffer, not me. Ask the Gemara, Manoah and the Cholazar the David, when did that happen? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that Vasalya Emach Zio Ros Kimes Benova talking with Habit is called Zara Mamloka. Dovin HaMelech's family was entirely wiped out. Ask the Gemara, that isn't true. Yoyish, the son of Achaziah, that was hidden, survived. Says the Gemara Hasam Nami, then when we speak about Noiv Irakahanim, not the entire city was wiped out. Ishtar of Yosa. Av Yosa survived. Iksiv, V'yimolah ben Echad l'Achimolach ben Achitov, Ushmai of Yosef. So just like Av Yosa survived, one member of David HaMelech's family survived. Amar Yudah Merav, Emolah Nishtar of Yosa l'Achimolach ben Achitov, if not that Av Yosa survived, but in the Mizar Shal David Sarah Pilat, there wouldn't have been anybody surviving from David HaMelech's family. Amar Yehuda Merab, Ba'alem Sancher Varosha, the Pasuk continues to discuss, the Gemara continues to discuss the battle of Sancher against Chizkiyo. Amar Yehuda Merab, Ba'alem Sancher Varosha, Ba'aboyim V'chamishim Elef Ish, B'nei Melochim. He came with 45 princes. V'yoshim B'koronah Shal Zav, and they sat in gold chariots. V'imam Shagloinos, V'zoinos, they had with them the queens and their zaynus. And the point, as the Ben Yehuda says, that you don't take queen to war. But they were trying to show that we are so confident that we will be able to prevail and that this whole battle is nothing. We could even bring the queen along. And he brought 80,000 warriors wearing armor, and 60,000 people who were running in front of him, again, to show his tremendous strength. Vashar Prushim, people were riding on chariots, when there was the war with the four kings that had kidnapped Lot, and Avram Avinu went to save him. The Cain has seen and loved him, Gog and Magog. And so will the war of Gog and Magog look. The Mesnisatanam, Arach Machneu, the length of the camp of Sancheriv was Abba Mei Parsi. Roich of Tzavas Susav, the width of the neck of the horses of his army, were Abba and Parsi, 40 Parsi. Kach Sach Machneu, and the amount of people that were in his camp, were Messiah Vashishim Ribui Alofim. It was 2,600,000 people. Chos Echad, missing one person. Baya Baya, says the Gemara, what is meant when it says Chos Echad, that it's missing one? Chos Echad Ribua doesn't mean 1/10, minus 10,000 from the number that we just mentioned. Chos Echad Alpha, what does it mean? 1,000? Chos Emeo, or 100? Chos Echad, or 1? Says the Gemara, Tana Rishonim, the Braisa says that the original army that came with Sancheriv, Avra B'Sechi, they walked through the river of Yarden. Shnemar v'cholap Yehuda Shota v'Avar. Emtsoyim, but they had to bend down. The second group, Amda B'Koma, they were standing taller. Shnemar Atzav Yegir, the water came to their neck. Achronim Hela Afar B'Raglayim, by the time the third group walked by, there was no water left, and they walked on dry land. And because they had taken away all the water, they had no water to drink. V'ksiv, says the Gemara, but isn't there another pasuk that we read earlier in our shir, that the pasuk says, V'yetzah melch Hashem, V'yakim ha'machna esher, Me'ev v'shmonim v'chamishim elef, 185,000, so how do we reconcile all of these numbers? Amar Avoa, Halalu, the 185,000 Rosh Geisus were captains. Amar Avashi Daik and Nam Diksiv, the Pasuk says, L'chein Yishlach Ha'odon Hashem Tzvokos B'mashmanav Rozov, with the leaders. B'shminim De'espei, the people who are the leaders, that's what they refer to. Amar Avashi Daik and Nami, and I bring you another raya. The Ksiv Yishlach Hashem Malach V'yichem called Gibel Chayer V'nogid V'sar B'machna. And then the pasuk says V'yivo Beis Lakov Ki Yotze Meiv Shami Pelu B'cherev Shmamina, that there were two different groups. Says the Gemara B'mahikam, how were they destroyed? Rabbi Lezomer B'yad Hikam, they were hit with the Yad of Hashem. Shnam of Yad Yisrael as Yad Hagdoyla Hayad, the Yad that we refer to when we say the Shira, is the Yad Shasli Parbas and Cherev. Shuaimer Be'etza Hikam, they were hit with the Etzba Lakim. Shnemar, V'yomer Chatum Elapara Etzba Lakim, he Etzba Shasil Parbas and Cherev. When they spoke about the Etzba Lakim, that's the Etzba Lakim that Hashem said San Cherev will suffer from. Rebleza Benoy Shabriyos Aglila, Aimer, Omlai Koshbach, Gavriel, Koshbach, said to Gavriel, Maglach Natushach, is your sword taken out of its holder? Amafan Rabban Shloilam, Natusha Vaymed B'Shesh Shemei Bereshis. It's prepared there from the time of Masa Bereshis. Shenemar Mebnecha Ravis Nadadu. And the Mashal explains what Gavriel was saying to Hashem, that from the creation of the world was established, that whatever is needed to save Klal Yisrael is there to save Klal Yisrael. V'yesh Oymer, Hashem Yichai Oymer, Oysa Perigzman Bishl Peris Hayu, it was at the time when fruits get ripe. Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu Gavriel, Shatei Oytzu Yivashel Peris, you are the Malach that's in charge of making the fruit ripe. Hizokik Lehem, at that time, also take care of Sancheriv. Shnema Midei Ovru, Yikach Eschem, Ki Baboike Baboike Yoveh B'Yom, V'layla v'hayirak zeya hoven shmua. Amra papa hane damenshi. Agav urchach. If you're traveling on the road, l'val b'vavach ishtama, go and fight with your enemies. Gavriel was doing what he had to do, but he also at the same time eliminated Sincherev. Yeshem b'choytmem noshav. He blew with his nose on them. Shnem avagam noshav behem. He blew on them, and they got dried up. Nothing left of them. Reviren b'abama. Kapayim sapak lehem. He clapped his hands. Umesu, and that caused him to die. Shanam v'gamani aka kapi al kapi v'chanoisi chamoisi. Yitzhak nafka ama aznaim gila lehem. He opened up the ears. V'shamu shirim pichayis. And they were able to hear the incredible shira from the chayis hakoidish. Umesu, and that caused them to leave the world. Shanamah miramamska nafzu goyim. From your glory they perish. The Kamnishtaimahem, says the Gemara, how many were left over from all of these armies? Rava Masora 10, Shnev Shar Eitz Yara Mispa Yivanara Yichtavim, Kamanara Yochalichtav, how much could you write with one time taking the ink and the quill? Asora 10. Shmo Matisha, Shnev Nishba, Oilos Kanoik Zayim, Shnaim Shloisha Gagirim, Barosh Omar Arba Chamish Besifel. And the pasuk saying that how much will be left over of the army of Sanherif, just like by when you pick the olives off the tree, you leave over just a few olives, total of 9 here too. Shuma Levi Yama Abba Asar 14. Shnema Shnaim Shosha Abba Chamisha. If we count them, if we count them all together, that we get to the number 14. So the Mashar says, if it was 14, why doesn't the Pasuk just say 14? The Pasuk's teaching us, says the Mashah, that even though there were 14 that survived, but they weren't all together, they were all dispersed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamisha, Sancherev Shnei Bonav, Sancherev and his two sons, for the Gemara that we're going to learn, because his two sons ultimately killed him. Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king after Sancherev, and ultimately we know was the one that destroyed Yerushalayim in the base of Migdash. And Nebuzaradan, who was the general of Nebuchadnezzar's army. Nebuzaradan, says the Gemara, that Nebuzaradan survived. Gemara, they have that as a Messiah, that he was the one that still survived. Nebuchadnezzar, the Ksiv, Ravavad Ravi Domil Baralakin. The Pasuk says that when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanan and Mishael Zari into the furnace, and he says to them, that I threw three people into the furnace, but I see four people walking around. Ravi David Dama Balakin, the fourth one looked like a malach. Says the Gemara, V'lav de Chazye, if not that he had seen the malachim when the malachim had come to attack the army of Sincheriv, Menahav Yada, how would he possibly know what a malach looks like? Sincheriv Shnei Bonav de Ksiv, Vehu Mishtachu Beis Nisuch. As we're going to learn more about, the Kuvacherev were the ones that killed him. And the Maral explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only wanted to punish him, but he wanted to punish him in a terrible fashion, that his two sons should be the ones to kill him because he was such a terrible Rasha.